amazing how often we cast a judgmental eye over the bad behaviour of others, whilst being blind to our own foibles and failures. If only we'd hate our own sin as much as we hate everyone else's. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's true, isn't it? Other people annoy us, so we judge them. We dream up our little acts of revenge. And even if we don't quite deliver on them all, we nevertheless grumble away in our hearts. We still walk around with a stinking attitude toward them, as though somehow that's okay in God's eyes. That's why I find the self-effacing humility of the Apostle Paul so captivating. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Here's a true statement that should be accepted without question. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I'm the worst of them. But I was given mercy so that in me, Christ Jesus could show that he has patience without limit. Christ showed his patience with me, the worst of all sinners. He wanted me to be an example for those who would believe in him and have eternal life. Before he encountered Jesus, Paul was a real piece of work. He persecuted Christians mercilessly. But having looked into Jesus' eyes, he realized that he was the worst amongst all sinners, and yet still, Jesus came to save him. In truth, all too often, our sin is so much worse than that of those whom we judge so harshly. Despite that, indeed, because of it, Jesus came to show you his mercy by his death on that cross, a patience amidst your weaknesses that is without limit. Stop judging others. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And friend, Jesus also rose again to give you victory over your sin. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive his word.